Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Peak Masculine. We're diving into something real today, something that can feel heavy, but trust me, it's incredibly powerful. Forgiveness. Ever felt stuck in the past? Like a knot in your stomach just won't loosen because of something someone did or didn't do? Holding on to anger and resentment can be like carrying around a backpack filled with bricks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and keeps you from moving forward. But what if I told you that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened? It's about freeing yourself. It's about realizing that the past is the past, and while we can learn from it, dwelling in it only hurts us. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's actually a display of incredible strength. The strength to let go, to choose peace over pain, and to heal. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to the power of forgiveness. First, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or saying it was okay. It means releasing the grip that anger and resentment have on your heart and mind. Think of it like this. Holding on to those negative emotions is like burning fuel in an engine that's not going anywhere. It's just wasting energy. Forgiveness allows you to redirect that energy into something positive, something productive. Second, forgiveness takes time. It's a process, not a one-time event. Be patient with yourself. Don't expect to feel better overnight. There will be good days and bad days, but keep reminding yourself why letting go is important. Imagine trying to climb a mountain carrying that backpack full of bricks. It'd be impossible. Lighten your load, step by step, day by day. Third, forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to make friends with the person who hurt you. Forgiveness can happen even if they never apologize or acknowledge their actions. It's about releasing yourself from the need for them to change or validate your experience. Think of it like this. You're not obligated to stay in a toxic relationship, but that doesn't mean you have to be consumed by bitterness. Fourth, forgiveness can be challenging. We're human, and anger and hurt are natural emotions. It's okay to feel those things. But when you allow them to consume you, they start controlling your life. Forgiveness means choosing a different path, the path of peace, of healing, of growth. It's like stepping off that bumpy road and onto a smoother one. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, when those old feelings resurface. That's okay. Just acknowledge them. Breathe. And remind yourself why letting go is important. Think of it like training for a marathon. There will be stumbles along the way, but with persistence, you'll reach your goal. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend who broke your trust, said something hurtful, or betrayed you in some way. You've been harboring anger and resentment towards them for months, maybe even years. You replay those moments in your head, feeling that same sting of pain every time. You avoid them, you lash out at others, you let their actions define your interactions with everyone else. Sound familiar? But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this cycle? What if you could choose to forgive them, not for their sake, but for yours? Imagine how much lighter you'd feel. How much freer you'd be to move on and build healthy relationships. Imagine the energy you'd have to invest in things that truly matter, your goals, your passions, your own well-being. That's the power of forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning what happened. It's about choosing peace over pain, growth over stagnation, and strength over resentment. It's about giving yourself the gift of healing and moving forward with a clear heart and an open mind. So take that first step today. Let go of the anger, release the bitterness, and choose forgiveness. You might be surprised at how liberating it feels. Until next time, keep striving for excellence, gentlemen. And remember, True strength lies not just in our actions, but also in our ability to forgive and heal.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.